In the third part of the Sissy Julie Cocksucker story, she has to decide if she wants to keep her new vagina by allowing me to penetrate her with my new strap on, or if she would rather to be a man, but to be turned permanently gay. It was a hard choice for Sissy Julie Cocksucker, as she loved to dress up and play as a girl, but also enjoyed being a man. On the other hand, she also enjoyed women, and the idea of giving up them completely and being gay was scary as well to her. Close your eyes, Sissy Julie Cocksucker, and your truest wish will come to pass. I knew she would not be able to make the decision by herself, and she would need her subconscious to do it for her. I was actually a little surprised by the choice that she picked. A beautiful, large black man appeared between the two of us. He had a chiseled, muscular body, and I was quite pleased to see he was completely naked. He smiled, looking at me. But then his big black cock rose, seeing Sissy Julie Cocksucker laying on the bed with her eyes closed. He walked to the edge of the bed, and with each step his cock got a bit thicker, harder, and longer. Sissy Julie Cocksucker opened her eyes to see a huge black man hovering over her. She screamed when she looked down to see she was once again male. Julie's cock twitched when it saw the large black cock dripping pre-cum over his body. James wanted desperately to have this cock inside of him. The unknown black man dragged his cock to James Cocksucker's lips. He obeyed, sucking it to completion, enjoying it as it burst into his mouth. He swallowed the cum, smiling gleefully. He opened his eyes to see both of us had vanished from the room. The next day, James had a memo on his desk. It said for him to report immediately to room floor 22, suite 118 for a meeting. He walked into the room shaking a little bit as, from what he knew, only people being fired were invited up to the top floor. On the other side of the desk sat a familiar black man. His nameplate on the desk said, Dr. Jacob Smith. I have fantastic news for you, James, he said, putting his hand on his shoulder. I'm in need of a new personal traveling assistant. So you are being promoted. There was a coy grin on his new boss's face. James accepted the promotion, shaking a little bit when he signed the new paperwork. Dr. Smith watched James and smiled, knowing what fun he would have with his new sex toy. Would you like to be Sissy Julie Cocksucker or James? I love role plays, sissy role plays, gay role plays, big black cock role plays. I love them all. This is Demon Mistress Simone, and I hope you've enjoyed this little story. I'm probably going to add on and sometime on my blog, which is kinkyphonemistress.com. You'll read about more adventures of what James gets into with his new boss. Aww. Or you could call 1-800-601-7259. Love you. Talk to you soon.